Postcards from Oaxaca, Clergy Sexual Abuse and Weak Institutions. This week's story examines how clergy sexual abuse persists and reproduces itself in regions marked by endemic violence, weak institutions, and chronic impunity. Using the Isthmus of Tehuantepec in southern Mexico as a focal point, the piece argues that sexual abuse is not an isolated moral failure within the Catholic Church, but one form of violence embedded in broader institutional collapse. The article dismantles the dominant image of Oaxaca as a picturesque tourist destination and resource-rich region. Beneath this surface, it argues, lies a reality shaped by extractive economies, broken promises, and long-standing distrust in public institutions. The Isthmus of Tehuantepec exemplifies this contradiction, a region rich in wind, sun, and biodiversity, capable of sustaining renewable energy, yet historically tied to the boom-and-bust cycles of Mexico's state oil monopoly and, more recently, to ill-conceived mega-projects that deepen instability rather than resolve it. Against this backdrop, the article introduces a heavily redacted document sent by priests from the Diocese of Tehuantepec. Redacting the document was required as a security measure. Publishing names of towns or victims would place lives at risk in a territory where violence is routine and accountability scarce. The author stresses that redaction protects communities and victims, not perpetrators, whose livelihoods and safety remain deeply entangled with church structures. The piece situates responsibility clearly within the Catholic hierarchy. Tehuantepec has been a diocese for over 130 years, fully under episcopal authority since the reorganization of the Roman Curia in 1967. Whatever occurs within it, the bishop bears responsibility. The article shows that current Bishop Crispin Ojeda Marquez has long been aware of the allegations raised by his clergy but has consistently deprioritized them. His formation under Cardinal Norberto Rivera Carrera, an outspoken defender of serial abuser Marcial Maciel in the 1990s, is presented as part of a broader culture of low accountability. Historically, the diocese has oscillated between outspoken social criticism and internal silence. Former Bishop Arturo Lona Reyes, once nationally known for his defense of human rights and environmental causes, embodied this contradiction. While publicly confronting state abuses, he tolerated the relocation of priests with known records of sexual abuse into the diocese, a pattern that predates and outlasts his tenure. Tehuantepec, like many marginalized regions, became a dumping ground where abusive clergy could be hidden in isolated communities. Comparative analysis strengthens the argument. Drawing on previous reporting, the article contrasts El Paso and Ciudad Juarez, as well as dioceses in California versus those in Baja California. Doctrine and episcopal appointment processes are similar on both sides of the border. What differs is the institutional environment. Where law enforcement, courts, and legislatures are active, the church is constrained. Where they are weak or complicit, bishops can act with impunity. The priest's document details decades of abuse cases, rape of minors under the guise of charity, coercion of seminarians, forced pregnancies of nuns, addiction covered up by church-run facilities, and the repeated use of the geographic solution, moving abusive clergy to new territories rather than removing them from ministry. These cases are described as collective secrets, widely known yet never prosecuted, sustained by fear, silence, and economic dependence. The article then widens the lens. Sexual abuse is shown to be pervasive beyond the church, including in public universities in Oaxaca, where whistleblowers have been punished despite overwhelming evidence. This normalization of abuse is linked to broader patterns of institutional failure. Data from Mexico's Statistics Authority, INGI, shows consistently high perceptions of insecurity and corruption over more than a decade. High homicide rates, cartel territorial control, and state-issued stay-at-home warnings during cartel operations illustrate how violence has become structural. Finally, the piece argues that political narratives of transformation, such as Mexico's fourth transformation, function less as genuine reform than as what Italian novella Il Gattopardo described, changing everything so that nothing changes. Clergy abuse, like organized crime, survives leadership changes because institutions lack the capacity or will to confront it. The article concludes by questioning whether Rome will break this cycle by appointing leadership capable of confronting abuse with the same force once directed at external injustices. Until then, clergy sexual abuse in regions like Tehuantepec remains not an exception, but the predictable outcome of weak institutions governing violent territories.